helped by gorgeous friends and a college tutor who knows his stuff. She's young, she's stunning, and she's got attitude. And while she's around, there'll be major fights and staked vampires until hell freezes over.
Rather than simply sell everyone our own mortgages, investments, or insurance, we now scour thousands of products from hundreds of different providers so our advisors can recommend what's best for you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No.
The Marketplace at Bradford and Bingley. What's best for you, not us.
This is one way to get on the internet. Buy a PC. Get a keyboard. Put it all together. Get some CD-ROMs. Not forgetting a large instruction manual. And this is another way to get on the internet. A Bush Internet TV. Simply plug it in, click the yellow button, sign in, and you're on the net. And all for around £170. Bush Internet TV. A set with a net.
Older women completely freak me out. I'm 9, she's 13. Different planet.
But when you get to 13, your voice breaks. And now you sound like this, which isn't that different to the way you used to sound, just deeper.
Then you grow up, move to a different town, lose a bit of your accent, learn a few new words like metamorphosis.
You bump into that girl again, you find that you're 25 and she's 29 and, well, let's put it this way, you see more in her now. Her mates still call her a cradle snatcher, but one thing leads to another and then another and then another, and you wake up one morning and you have a couple of kids. Boys. Eventually, one of them gets to be 9. And you're talking about stuff, and you find that even though you're 39, you haven't changed that much because you still like talking about the same things. So you have a glass of Robinson's barley water, and you think about how much fun it was to be young. But how sometimes it's also good to be older. Robinson's barley water. You're only a glass away.
Imagine yourself in a town once known as Hellmouth, a portal to another dimension through which for centuries demons have come. Now imagine a chosen one, the portal's guardian, trained in the lost art of hunting vampires. Well, perhaps not that lost.
Helped by gorgeous friends and a college tutor who knows his stuff, she's young, she's stunning, and she's got attitude. And while she's around, there'll be major fights and staked vampires until hell freezes over.
When your kids ask you one day what the Millennium Experience at the Dome was like, what will you tell them?
So, what was it like, Dad?
Tell us about it, Dad.
Will you tell them the truth?
Well, the thing is, I never actually went.
You never went?
I know, I'm sorry.
At the end of December, the Millennium Experience at the Dome is closing forever. Maybe you'll love it, maybe you won't. Why not come and decide for yourself? Well, you still can. Call 0870 606 2000 or visit National Lottery retailers for tickets.
If you don't go,
you'll never know.
We could test the Vauxhall Corsa Breeze by dropping it from a great height. We could drive it into a full-scale tornado. We could stampede a herd of wild buffalo at it. We could even take it for a dip in the local pool. But since you are more likely to test the 12-valve Corsa Breeze for its safe design, incredible fuel economy, extra comfort and smooth performance in none of the above circumstances, what is the point of completely trashing 4 perfectly good cars? Call us Mavericks, but there it is. The Vauxhall Corsa Breeze. From £8,400 on the road. The small car for the real world. If you want to get away in the new year, here's another reason to fly with Go, the new low-cost airline from British Airways. With their New Year offer, fares to Bologna, Rome and Lisbon start from £70 return if you stay for 2 nights or more. All you have to do is book before the 23rd of January and travel out and back between the 11th of January and the 10th of February. For more details on this New Year offer and to book your flight on Go, call direct on 0845 60 54321. Remember studs? In 1954, we introduced the screw-in stud. Then, everyone else did it. Now we introduce Traxion, the comfort of a molded boot with the perfect grip. Soon, everyone else will. Adidas Traxion.
Sheffield gave the world football
It gave the world Steel. It gave the world the most popular British film ever made. Now, the world has come to Sheffield. With the arrival of KLM UK, you can fly with ease from Sheffield City Airport via Amsterdam to over 400 destinations worldwide. KLM UK. From all over the UK to all over the world. Last year, 3% of the Thai population checked into rehab, addicted to the drug Yaba. In English, Yaba means crazy medicine, and a drug has never been more aptly named. A former Thai Prime Minister recently declared it the greatest threat to the nation since communism. In 1996, Yaba swept past heroin as Thailand's number one drug menace. In that year, police seized 25 million tablets. No one knows how many pills will make it over the border into Thailand this year, but the most conservative estimate is 600 million. This is not just a case of fashion fiend teenagers dropping a pill and dancing away the weekend. Yaba is not confined to any cult, teen or otherwise. It's not based on music. Boundaries of age, class, geography do not apply. Yaba is the antithesis of the 1960s turn on, tune in and drop out culture. It is about work, about have-it-now globalization, about production, about money. It is the drug of the 21st century. Modern acoustic guitars come in two forms, those with steel strings and those with nylon strings. Although nylon string guitars are always used for classical and flamenco music, and steel string guitars are more common in folk, blues and even jazz and rock, there are no real rules. It is impossible to say that one kind of guitar must be used only for a certain type of music. From model to model, there are, of course, countless variations in design, shape, construction, sound characteristics, and usage. Yet the basic idea of the acoustic guitar has remained more or less the same for over a century. The steel string guitar is the direct descendant of the Spanish or classical guitar, a masterpiece of design in terms of both physics and craftsmanship. All modern guitar makers owe an incalculable debt to Antonio de Torres Jorado, the man whose 19th century guitar designs are still closely followed for classical instruments. When your kids ask you one day what the Millennium Experience at the Dome was like, what will you tell them?
So,